So I'm joined by Nicola, who is a senior manager at Amazon. Yes, Amazon, that juggernaut that everybody can't live without these days. And also I'm joined by Emma as well. Amazon, mechatronics engineering technician, apprentice from South Shields. Did I say it right, Emma?
Yeah, you did.
That's a mouthful,
yeah,
that is.
It is a mouthful, yeah.
Right, Nicola, let's come to you first, being senior manager at Amazon. I touched on it there. Nobody can live without Amazon at the moment, and you're a senior manager there. So I'm guessing everybody wants to work for the giant, don't they?
Well, yeah, it's a great company. It's huge. You know, I started in 2011, and quite a while ago. And the size of the business then, I think we had like 4 distribution centres. You know, and now we've got about 35. It's scaled so much. It's a really exciting place to work, and it's great to be able to create these opportunities like apprenticeships for people to come and join us and train. You know, and train and create a new occupation or change your career. So yeah, it's such a great opportunity.
So in your opinion then, why do you think people you've seen a rise in older apprenticeships? You know, people who are, dare I say, maybe a bit older than me as well. I'm 43. I thought apprenticeships not for me anymore, but it doesn't seem so.
No, you know, that's not the case. And I think this is what's really key. You know, we talk about, you know, skills for life is one of our strap lines for apprenticeships, you know, not just for Amazon, obviously across all employers. And it's really true, because when you say apprenticeship, people suddenly have this mind of a school leaver, you know, and I think of, well, I'm quite a bit older than you, but, you know, but like you say, when you were at school, apprenticeships are about trade. They're about being an electrician, you know, builder, hairdresser, etc. But there is over 650 apprenticeship standards available. Now we offer about 45 of those, so only a very tiny proportion of what's available to people. And you know, we've got really good competitive pay, so I think it's become more attractive for people. So I hate to use the word an older, but people who may, you know, have responsibilities, you know, such as, I don't know, rent, mortgage, family, you know, you've got maybe more outgoings at that age. So if you want to change your career, it's quite a risky business, isn't it? Because you think, how do I change my career if I don't have the qualification or the work experience? So unless you know, maybe go to a night school or you go back into full-time education and try and get work experience, it can feel like a risk to somebody. And obviously in this day and age, you know, things are quite tight and, you know, it's a risk people don't want to take. But I do think now what we're seeing is that people are thinking, actually, you do get a really good pay. My qualification's funded, so I'm not paying for, you know, my degree or another level apprenticeship. And I'm also getting work experience. So actually, I'm getting everything I need to be then, you know, competent in that occupation. So we have seen an increase, as you just said, in people who are over 25, over 50. And we've got apprentices on scheme who are 70. So, you know what I mean? So, Darren, you know what I mean? You're not too old.
I like the idea of that, not being too old. Emma, let's bring you in here, by the way. So, Emma, I'm not going to ask you your age because it's very, very rude. And I'm a gentleman, by the way. But can I just get a ballpark kind of, are you of a apprenticeship age?
I am of an apprenticeship age. I'm 38. So anybody can be an apprentice, like Nicola said, no matter what your age, it doesn't matter. There's something out there for everyone.
So what made you, so when did you decide to become an apprenticeship?
Well, I worked for Amazon previously before I got the apprenticeship, and one of my managers actually suggested it to me. I've always been interested in doing hands-on things, knowing how things work, problem solving, things like that. And they mentioned the mechatronics apprenticeship that I'm currently on, and I thought, you know what, why not? It was like we've said before, like apprenticeships seem like it's just for school leavers and things like that. And I actually didn't realize until I'd heard about the apprenticeship that I could do it, because I even said, oh, I'm too old for that. And they were like, no, actually, you're not. Anybody can do it. So, and it was life changing, if I'm honest.
So what have you told family members about this? I take it you have. And what was their reaction at first? Did you get that raised eyebrow to say, what are you doing?
No, they were quite proud, actually. Since I've left school, I've had lots of different jobs and I've never really found anywhere I've settled down. I think I've just got bored. And then I found the apprenticeship, and it's a way to retrain and reinvent myself and try and do something completely different that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to, because I didn't have a qualification. I had my GCSEs when I left school, but that was it. And to be able to retrain to do a career that I wanted to do that was exciting and interesting, I would have had to do those things that Nick mentioned before, like perhaps do night studies or go to university, which comes with, again, affordability. I just didn't see it happening. And then when I found out about the apprenticeships, I was over the moon that I could go and do it and I could still manage. I have a mortgage, I have bills to pay, so I could still manage to survive with that.
Nikki, let's go back to you about this anyway. So for an older person, maybe my age or a little bit older, what if they're thinking about doing this, what's the very first step they need to do?
I think if you're thinking about doing an apprenticeship, some people will be very clear in what they want to do, but I would say the majority probably aren't. So the best place to go is, if you go onto like Institution of Apprenticeships, because that is like, you know, the BFE site, it's got all of the apprenticeships that you could possibly do. And it really helps you by occupation. There's some great like pathways on there. So if you think, you know, I'm quite creative, I'd like to do that, I'd like to do problem solving, I'm really interested in engineering, you can then identify which apprenticeship standards are most suitable, and then what level. So obviously apprenticeships go from like a level 2 educational, which is equivalent like to GCSEs, you know, all the way up to like a master's level. So again, it's looking at, you know, what you want to do. Then it's worth looking, obviously, what roles are available which match up with apprenticeship standards, and you can look up in the government site, like UCAS, or go, you know, and then think about the employer that you'd like to work for, which I think is really key, because some people, you know, they might have certain employers that might want to, you know, make this more of a sustainability employer or construction, etc. And then, you know, look at those websites. What I would say is that majority of companies, and obviously we do, recruit on potential. So an apprenticeship is about not really having that experience in that field. So do not worry about that. Very few companies use CVs for apprenticeships. The only time you have to upload a CV is just because the system wants your details in terms of, you know, if we want to contact you, it's, you know, we're not really interested necessarily about that background. So do not be put off by that. Do not read, you know, the job description and think, oh, I don't know if I can do that. If you want to do it, apply for it, because your passion and potential will shine through. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. So do go for it, because it's really exciting. And we've seen so many people just succeed and just, you know, beyond our expectations as well. So it really is a great opportunity. You know, just go for it. You've got absolutely nothing to lose.
I'm going to ask you a question now, Nick. And I think, I don't know, maybe the question is really, really silly. It's been a very long time since I've been an apprentice. Financially, for a grown man like me who's got family, kids, car, insurance, more, all of that, does apprenticeships financially work out for older family people?
I think it will obviously depend on the individual situation. So Emma said she's comfortable. We pay up to around about £33,500 for the first year of doing an apprenticeship. So obviously, you know, that will have a steady increase year on year as you kind of like progress within your apprenticeship. And then when you've successfully completed that, then you're looking for, obviously, you know, that kind of like permanent target role that you've been, you know, training towards. And obviously, you know, if you're doing something like in tech, software development, you know, your salary can double, you know. You know, it is a really good competitive pay, but also you are working towards that target role as well. And once you've got those qualifications, that work experience, it is that social mobility side, you know, your pay and, you know, et cetera, should continue to increase.
Let's sing Amazon's praises a little bit more here, because they are a giant in the world. It's worldwide, obviously. So, Nicola, if somebody wants to be an apprentice at Amazon, where can they need to go?
Yeah, if they want to go apprentice at Amazon, then obviously you go to the website, you know, so that's it. So it's Amazon Apprenticeships. We've got all of our programs on there, loads of hints and tips, and you can meet our apprentices, etc. And there's some videos. So, you know, do check it out there.
And Emma, thank you very much for your time as well. And all the very best, Emma, for your future plans and being an apprentice and where that may lead. One last word from Emma, by the way. If somebody's thinking about it and they still think, nah, too old for this. Emma, the last word to you. What would you say to that person?
Do it. Just go for it. You're never too old. You're never too, like Nick said, we have a 70-year-old apprentice. Like, I mean, how much more old would you like to be? Do you know what I mean? No, definitely. You do not know what you're missing out on, and you will regret it if you don't try. So you could get years down the line and think, oh, I wish I'd have done that. And just do it. Just try. You never know. You'll be surprised.
Fantastic. Emma, I'm not going to do your job title again. Anyway, it's too long. But anyway, Emma, thank you very much for your time. And Nicola,
no problem. Thank you.
Amazon.